We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, September 10th. Well, tomorrow, the young CU football team gets an enormous early season test, hosting old Big 12 rival Texas A&M at Empower Field at Mile High. The fifth-rounded Aggies come in 1-0 in the season, coming off a 41-10 victory last week over Kent State. On offense, A&M is deep at the skill positions, has a highly regarded freshman quarterback, and a reworked offensive line, CU head coach Carl Durrell.
I would say if there's anything that's young and inexperienced on their team, is probably the offensive line. You know, there's some new offensive linemen that are starting for the first time, you know, in their careers, and they played a solid game last week against Kent State. But I would say other than that, the skill on the offensive side is all back. They're all there. You know, they have great receivers, they have a great tight end, they have good backs. The guy that's new is the quarterback with Haynes, you know, but I think he has similar qualities to Brendan Lewis. You know, he can burn you with his feet. You know, he can run and escape and get yards. You know, if he does that, if he escapes the pocket, he can throw it. So he's one of those guys. He's just a young player, similar qualities in terms of where they are in their careers as our Brendan is. So. But offensively, they're pretty salty. They have some really good skill.
Defensively, the Aggies were one of the top teams in the nation a year ago, but have had to fill some vacancies. CU defensive coordinator Darren Cheverini has looked extensively at the A&M defense, of course, and has a game plan for tomorrow in Denver.
You know, very sound. Coach Elko does a great job on defense. I mean, they attack you with their front. I mean, their front four is very talented. Their corners are athletic and long. Safety, you know, O'Neal's a very, very athletic guy that comes downhill and hits you. You know, they're one of the top defense in the country for a reason last year, and you see it on film consistently. I think they do a good job on third down with their pressure package. So, you know, we got a work cut out for us, but I do believe we have a good plan going forward in this weekend.
So tomorrow, it's Colorado and number 5 Texas A&M at Empower Field at Mile High. Our coverage begins at 11:30 with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show, followed by the kickoff at 1:30 on the Colorado Football Network in Denver on 6:30 KHOW. You can find us on Sirius XM Radio, channel 197, or go to thevarsitynetwork.com. That's thevarsitynetwork.com to stream the game for free. In soccer, four Denver Buffaloes and a pair of first-time goal scorers helped Colorado to a 4-2 win over Cal State Fullerton on Thursday. Senior Haley Adams and sophomore Rachel Rosen netted their first career goals in the Buffaloes' final home non-conference match of the season. Buffs are now 4-2-0 in the season. They scored two goals on four shots on goal in the first half. Sinead Hopcroft scored her first goal of the season to get the Buffaloes' offense rolling. Adams played in her 76th career game, scored her goal right before the end of the half. Junior Allie Palangi netted the eventual game winner, and Rosen added an insurance goal in the second half. Sunday, the Buffaloes open up a three-game road swing. They'll play in West Lafayette, Indiana against the Purdue Boilermakers at noon Mountain Time. Coming up today, the Buffs volleyball team opens up the Buffs Invitational with a 10 a.m. battle against Texas Tech and then meet San Jose State tonight at 7 o'clock. Volleyball wraps up the Buffs Invitational Saturday night, 7 o'clock, hosting the Bears of Northern Colorado. I'm voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.